Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Carpe diem. Seize the day. Sometimes when facing seemingly insurmountable odds, walls you can't climb, problems you have to face, you have to do it head on. Take the initiative. Go ahead with your outrageous plans. This week I'm looking at three films. A French social comedy about a group of elderly friends who don't want to live in old age homes. A documentary about activists confronting the proliferation of public advertising. And a British historical metadrama about a group of young scientists in Cambridge who want to challenge time itself. And If We All Lived Together, directed by Stéphane Robelin. Okay, there's a group of old people who are middle-class friends who held on to their bonds over their entire life. But one of them, Albert, played by Pierre Richard, seems to be slipping mentally. He keeps an exquisite daily journal to keep track of the events in his life, but he's never quite sure what year it is. And his wife, Jeanne, played by Jane Fonda, may be facing terminal cancer. But she'd rather pick out the most fashionable coffin she can find than worry about surgery. So what's going to happen to Albert when she's gone? Well, with the help of a leftist activist friend of them and a couple, one's a photographer and his wife, Annie, played by Geraldine Chaplin, together the five of them decide to move in together, like college students living in their first home. Meanwhile, Albert hires Dirk, who's an anthropological PhD student from Berlin, to walk his dogs. And he soon changes his ethnological thesis, this is Dirk, to look at the lives of a distinct population, in this case, aging white Europeans. So they're all moving in together and we get a bird's eye view of their sex lives, their social lives, their politics, and their long buried secrets, which come bubbling up to the surface in their new close quarters. What can I say? This is a sweet, gentle French comedy with excellent acting, realistic characters, and including the important issue of sexuality among seniors. And you also get to see Americans like Jane Fonda and Germans and others happily acting in lovely, accented French. Next, Dimensions, directed by Sloane Uren. Three children, Conrad, Stephen, and Victoria, are best friends living in Cambridge in the 1920s in England. They play around, racing around willow trees, dropping things into an extremely deep well, stuff like that. One day there's a lawn party where they encounter a fascinating old professor who explains to them that time isn't just something linear, like a piece of string. It's also bendable. You can loop it back again to where it starts. So he puts black paper masks over their eyes with little slits in them to show them what it's like to live in two dimensions. Then when he takes them off, he says, look at the difference with three dimensions. And he says, we have to learn to look outside our own restrictive masks that trap us in three dimensions to go to the fourth dimension. It's time travel. So the three of them find it really fascinating, but then something terrible happens to Victoria and the two cousins, Conrad and Stephen, become bitter rivals, riven with guilt. So the movie then jumps to the 1930s, where they're working together again, this time with another woman called Annie, and they're trying to build a functional time machine so they can stop history and reverse the tragic loss of their friend Victoria. So if, as they suppose, they're parallel universes where every possible event can exist, then by going back in time, they can enter another parallel universe or another reality. So one of them just has to dive right in and change time, but which one will it be? And will Victoria already be there with them? Okay, this is a fascinating and intricate meditation shaped into a meta narrative where the characters end up wondering whether their emperor's dreaming their butterflies or butterflies dreaming their emperors. It's a not bad drama, but a even more interesting puzzle, scientific puzzle. And it's filmed in period costumes on the banks of the Cambridge University, on the banks of the River Cam. Really a fascinating movie. And finally, a documentary, This Space Available, directed by Gwenaëlle Gobe. Are billboards taking over the world? Sometimes it seems that way. Experts estimate that in 1984, Americans saw 2,000 advertising images in a day. Now, it's tripled since then. Billboards, online banner ads, posters, pop-up ads, and traditional commercials, noise pollution. Apparently, Japanese advertisers have even come up with an urban digital screen outside that reads your age and sex with a camera and changes the ad to target the viewer of the moment. And there's also movement to have ever-growing sized ads, sometimes illegally wrapping an entire 30-story building and turning them into a city-sized ad. This is becoming more and more common. But what can we do to counter this? Well, the documentary takes a look at activists around the world and what they're doing to stop the proliferation of billboards everywhere. It was shot in Tokyo, Bombay, Moscow, São Paulo, across North America, and showed some examples. They're graffiti artists who slightly alter messages on a billboard to change them from ads to dire statements. And in Toronto, there are artist activists who are replacing ugly paper posters on kiosks and in bus shelters with beautiful translucent prints, paintings, and conceptual installations. So art instead of ads. And local politicians in places like Houston, Texas, and Sao Paulo, Brazil, ban billboards altogether, exposing long hidden parks, spectacular architecture, and breathtaking urban vistas that have been lost for decades. Suddenly everything can be seen again. This is a good introduction both to the value and harm of outdoor visual and sound advertising and how it has changed our lives. Okay, and If We All Live Together and This Space Available open today in Toronto, and Dimensions will be showing for one night only, August 18th. Check your local listings, and ticket packages for the Toronto International Film Festival, TIFF, including student and senior packs, are still available. Get them while they're hot. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, every Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.